From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We got great stuff coming all of our ways. Governor Glenn Youngkin is going to be joining us a little more than a half hour from now. Looking forward to chatting with him. Tony Pham is dropping by. Rob Chadwick, United States Concealed Carry Association. We're loaded and we're ready to roll. It's going to be a wonderful afternoon. Lots of things to talk about. And I got news for you, some good stuff. Now, it's not all good stuff. You just heard Charles Pyle with his report. Another one of these local judges somehow, some way deciding that he was actually elected president of the United States. And then, of course, we had our official Virginia State Garden gnome, Tiny Tim Kaine, saying, well, you know, you can't just, the president can't, actually you can. Because what we're talking about here are executive level decisions, such as an example with the staffing, right? Tiny Tim Kaine does not like the fact that what was misnamed U.S. aid, nothing more truly than a means to launder money and take it from your pocket and my pocket and put it into the hands of these left-wing NGOs. He doesn't like the fact that the president said we're not going to do that anymore. He also doesn't like the fact that state-run media, NPR, PBS, they're also in the crosshairs. They are. Craziness. Absolute craziness. Seems to believe that once you've set it up and it's all this left-wing operation, well, by God, it's just going to keep going. And finally, I'm telling you, this is a generational leader in President Trump. This is somebody who comes along once in your lifetime. No, it's not what we're going to do. Ultimately, does Congress have the power to decide? Sure. We get it. The president doesn't actually write the budget. He writes a budget proposal. His staff writes a budget proposal. Most of us have been around the block a time or two. We know how this works. But all that Tim Kaine is doing, as he usually does, is try to scare people. You know, he engages in this ridiculous, and I do mean ridiculous, continual attack on President Trump. I just thought I'd offer that. Now, Chief Rick Edwards in the city of Richmond, Richmond Police Chief, said the crime rate is pretty much static, just the way it is, and I will take that over an increase. Would I like to see the crime rate come down in the city? Of course. I think most of us would. But the chief delivered the state of the criminal situation, said we're fundamentally where we were the last time I chatted about this. And given the problems that the city has, that's not a bad accomplishment to hold the line. Rick Edwards is a solid chief of police. Let me be as clear as I possibly can on that. Rock solid chief for RPD. Up through the ranks, cares passionately about the troops, supports the guys and gals that are out there doing the job every single day, cares about the safety of the community, cares about the community. You know, he could go anywhere. That's one of those things people do need to bear in mind. This area, we have some really good quality people. And many could choose to go elsewhere if, for some reason, they chose to go elsewhere. Rick Edwards is one of those guys. So just bear that in mind. All right.
couple of the other things. Let me remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I am taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. A couple of folks wondering what was going on this morning. Rich was off. Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News, took this morning off and is taking tomorrow off. Son Riggs is in town. And they're spending a little time together, so good for them. Rich texted me a couple of photos, and they just look like they're having a great time. So that's what happened. We've got a substitute in the morning, today and tomorrow. I would suggest you listen to it, something you might learn, but there we have it. There we have it. 804 says, Jeff, what exactly is Tim Kaine talking about? This whole rescission package is voted on by Congress. You are correct. Good to see these crazy federal district judges are forcing the Supreme Court justices to earn their pay. This case, where once again a local federal district judge, decided that he was elected president, it is immediately going to the Supreme Court. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Not necessarily a bad thing. It will force the court to address it. And when the court addresses it, because this is just like the other case where the Supreme Court said, no, you do not have the power to overrule the president. This one, I would firmly believe, is going to go in exactly the same way. It's fundamentally the same matter. Of course, next week, Joe Moreno will be with us. Former federal prosecutor joins us on a regular basis. He'll let us know how it's being handled, but it would seem to me it'll be the same result. And it will say, no, the president gets to make these decisions. Just because you don't like the president doesn't mean he or she is not allowed to make a decision or enact a policy. But that's what the left has been reduced to now. They hate Trump. Why? I don't know. I really don't. But they hate him. They haven't won at the ballot box. They're not winning in the court of public opinion. They don't control the House. They don't control the Senate. So all they have left are judges who are also activists. And they want to show you how big their gavel is. And so they're passing judgment, which, again, is being overturned by, smacked down by, the Supreme Court. And it's not a close call with this stuff getting to the Supreme Court. Everybody, with the exception of three, seem to be on board. And even one of those three, Sonia Sotomayor, she herself was disgusted at how stupid the opinion from Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was. And they are fellow left-wing folks. It absolutely amazes me. So anyway, that's some of the stuff that we've got cooking for this afternoon. Oh, I ran into Riley Shia yesterday at this human trafficking event. And was chatting with her. The Virginia Council has a big event coming up themselves. And so Riley's going to hop on with us this afternoon at 5:05. Today is the last day to get your tickets for it. So I prevailed upon her to kind of delay that deadline by at least a couple of minutes so that you'll be able to hear about it at 5:05. And hopefully, head on over and get your tickets for the big Virginia Council event. 804 says, Jeff, Richmond is effectively a sanctuary city. You are correct. LeVar Stoney declared it to be a sanctuary city. The mayor, Dr. Donnie Avuli, he's a left winger, said he's going to continue this whole sanctuary city stuff. But when push comes to shove, it doesn't matter. The mayor of the city doesn't have the ability to counteract federal law, and that's what this is.
The The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
States don't have the ability to counteract a federal law. And that's what this is. So Tom Holman and ICE will be coming to wherever it is they want to come to enforce federal laws. And anybody who doesn't like the law they're enforcing, well, I would give you a piece of advice. I would say what you should do is try and change the law. You can do it. No, you really can. You can elect people that you support who you know will change the law. I would be voting in a different direction, but that's okay, right? Isn't that the whole point of this election process that we've set up? You've got your opinions, I've got my opinions, we agree, we disagree, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But the way that you change it, if in fact you don't like it, is to elect people who will change it. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.